The title of this post is Alyssa's Anal Tied Up Teenage But Slut. Sit back and enjoy the story.
I traced my fingers up Alyssa's smooth, slender legs until they reached her fleshy backside. I clenched her butt cheeks with both hands and spread them apart so I could feast my eyes on the tiny pink asshole of the teenage girl tied to my bed. My cock had never been so hard before. I reached over to my nightstand and grabbed the bottle of lube. I squeezed a massive dollop onto her tiny rectum and began to slowly massage it into her hole, eventually slipping a finger inside. "Tell me what you are, baby," I whispered sensually. "Hafefpepej." "Oh, that's right." I reached up and yanked down the panties I had gagged Alyssa with by tying them around her face. The same panties she had been wearing all day, including in my classroom that very morning. "I'm your teenage but slut, sir," she said, very matter-of-factly. "Mum," I breathed as I still slowly lubed up her perfect rear. "And what do you want me to do?" "I want you to use my ass and turn it into your own personal cum dump." I slowly pulled my hand back, feeling her impossibly tight hole grip my finger like it was trying to suction it back in. It seemed like it didn't want to let go. But finally, with a pop, my finger was free. "And why should I do that?" I asked. "Because it's what teasing little schoolgirl sluts like me deserve," came the reply. I leaned forward and kissed Alyssa on top of her beautiful head. "Good girl. Beaut. Maybe we should back up just a tad. See, you might be wondering how I got there. And the truth is, I still don't really know. When I think back to that summer Alyssa and I spent together, it feels like one big dream. I mean, after all, one day I was just a teacher, innocently trying to help my students the best I could. And then the next ... well, you know what happened next. I got hooked on fucking an outrageously hot pupil, who was built like my definition of a sex doll and did everything in her power to make sure I treated her as such. It still blows my mind that an 18-year-old could be so slutty. I mean, where were girls like this when I was 18? Probably fucking their teachers. Anyway, back to the time this story takes place. By then, Alyssa and I had been having regular sex for just under 2 months. It's safe to say any guilt I had about my actions had been completely washed away, and the fear I had about getting caught was completely underwhelmed by how much fun I was having. Besides, we were much smarter about things and kept the actual sex part to my place. Not to mention, I knew things weren't going to last much longer. After all, Alyssa was real close to graduating, and then she'd head off to college and well, that'd be that. I mean, we hadn't spoke about what would happen when that time would come, but it's not like we were actually dating. It was just sex. And it's not like the two of us could realistically have a future either. Not to mention the fact Alyssa would probably want to find herself at college, you know. Maybe meet some cute boys, or even some cute girls, or probably even fuck another teacher. Either way, as much as I liked having Alyssa to myself, I wasn't prepared to deprive her of that joy. Now, over that time the two of us spent together, things grew increasingly kinky. I mean, the first time we had sex, it was already the dirtiest thing I had ever done. I think coming inside a barely legal student in the middle of your classroom deserves a spot in the kinky hall of fame. But aside from the creepy part, it's safe to say things were just getting filthier and filthier. Not that it was hard to figure out, but eventually Alyssa just came out and said it. She loved getting used. To Alyssa, good sex meant hair pulling, rough poundings, name calling, and using her like a toy. She adored being reminded that I saw her as a massive slut, a fresh piece of meat with a set of tight holes to use at my disposal. And I was also no longer hiding that the fact was only 18, let alone my student, really turned me on. You see, everybody has different ideas on what makes good sex so good, but a key ingredient should always be clear and honest communication. And that was exactly what Alyssa and I had. After every fuck session, we were brutally honest with each other about how we felt, what we enjoyed, and what we wanted. It was during one of these conversations, she asked me about one of my biggest unfulfilled fantasies. I'm sure lots of people's minds would race at this question, but for me, the answer was simple. I had never had anal sex before. Granted, I never used to be particularly concerned about it, but from the moment I laid eyes on Alyssa's fat ass, I knew I wanted it. Her answer: she wanted to get tied up a little. Not like in those hardcore bondage movies, where they're completely engulfed by rope. but just restrained enough to where she couldn't really move and would be at my mercy. She had this wonderfully perverse idea to combine our fantasies where we could, in her own words, transform her into my personal, teenage but slut. Now come on, could you refuse such an offer? We ended up discussing the idea further and soon settled on a day to make it reality. The whole panties as a gag thing was my idea, and I had to specifically request that Alyssa wear them because beforehand, true to her word, she had stopped. In fact, during the day she loved nothing more than to tease me, be a brat, and continue to act like her usual sassy self. But I came to realize it was all because she knew she'd get fucked into submission later on. So anyway, there I was, the two of us completely naked, lube in one hand, Alyssa's ass cheek in the other. I had her on her stomach, tied by her wrists and ankles to each corner of the bed so she was spread out nicely. The strippy, pink and white, panties she had been wearing all day were tied around her face to use as a gag, though they were down at her chin for the time being. Before we could commence, I was missing something. How could I forget? I said, hopping off my bed and fetching a box from the wardrobe. Inside was a bright pink, wand vibrator. I can't say I had ever used one myself, but all of the reviews were stellar. You could set it to one of 5 levels of intensity, with 1 being the least intense and 5 being the most. I turned it on at 1, and it immediately began to shake, emitting a light buzzing sound as it did so. Oh my god, what is that? Alyssa asked excitedly. I planted a kiss on her lower back, just above her butt, then another about an inch higher, then another, and continued doing so until my lips made their way up her spine and to her neck. What do you think it is? I breathed in her ear as I gently pressed the vibrator between her shoulder blades and slowly slid it down until I ran it over her ass cheeks and held it in place for a second. See, you may be a naughty little slut, I said, lifting the vibrator and placing it on the bed between her legs. I pressed it forward and held its trembling head against her little cunt. But you're my naughty little slut. Alyssa's beautiful pink slit glistened as the wand did its thing. I repositioned it to ensure that it was pushed against her clit and also hoped that it would hold it in place. Any complaints? I asked. Well, none at all, sir, she groaned. Good, I replied. Then we can begin. Without another word or warning, I turned the wand up, skipping straight over level 2 and setting it to 3 instead. Alyssa moaned, jolted, and flexed at the sudden change. I resumed my position, kneeling over her as I squirted lube into my hands and began to lather up my hard cock. Sir, she sighed blissfully. Are you sure you want to do this? Are you having second thoughts? Alyssa. Not even a little, she assured me. I just wanted you to remember that I am only 18. My cock twitched as she repeated my own words back to me. Those were the same words I used to try convincing her that us having sex was wrong, and then they became the words she used to make my dick twitch and entice me further. I positioned my throbbing cockhead against Alyssa's tiny asshole. That's precisely why I'm so sure I want to do this, my little slut, I growled. I pushed my dick against that tiny ring and felt as it slowly but surely expanded to stretch around me. The tightness, the pressure, the feeling of being sucked in was so extreme. Whoa, fuck, I sang as the tip of my rod was swallowed up into Alyssa's rectum. It was almost comical for such a fat ass to have such a tiny hole. My heart was beating into my chest like mad as my dick reveled in the joy of feeling its first asshole. I slowly sank another inch in deeper, reaching around and pulling the panties back into Alyssa's mouth as I did so. You have no idea how long, how badly I've wanted this little teenage ass of yours, I muttered slowly, my words coming out in a raspy voice. I sank my hard meat in a little deeper, and the two of us groaned loudly. Her ass was so soft, so warm and so tight. It was heaven, and the feeling of being milked was unlike anything else I had or would experience. I leaned down and pressed my lips to Alyssa's back as I began to thrust in and out of her perfect little asshole. I felt divine, but I could also feel each stroke switching off parts of my brain until all that was left was an animal with a desire to fuck. I had never felt that way before, but something awoke in me that day. I began pounding away, my breathing heavy and erratic, my grunts primal and powerful. Her sweet little ass was soon devouring my cock in its entirety, massaging every ridge and vein of my throbbing meat as I stabbed repeatedly inside of her. I wrapped my arms around the body of my beautiful 18-year-old fuck toy and used her ass mercilessly for my pleasure, just like she had begged me to. I felt like my body was on fire, and the copious amount of sweat I was dripping wasn't enough to put it out. Alyssa's back was as drenched as I was, though I was certain much of it had came from me, but I didn't let up. All I knew in that moment was I had to fuck. I gripped Alyssa's tight body in my hands and squeezed her meat as I buried my cock inside her ass again and again. It felt so good to fuck her little teenage ass raw. The sounds she made were as carnal as mine. I'm pretty sure if anyone had overheard us, they would have thought we were fighting for our lives. That's certainly how desperate I felt. Alyssa cried out so loudly at one point that I snapped out of my primal trance and yanked the panties down from her mouth, only for her to scream at me, "Don't fucking stop. I'm coming," to which I promptly began pounding as rough and passionately as I had been, causing my sex bed to tremble and groan beneath me. I couldn't help but think about what a little slut she was, coming like that whilst getting fucked in the ass, especially by a man so much older than her, trying so hard to seduce her own teacher, so desperate for cock, desperate to get used. I thought about how I gave in to my deepest desires and had sex with a student, a girl of just 18, someone I was supposed to teach. I had been entrusted to mentor her, and there I was, violating her asshole for my own perverse pleasure. These thoughts swirled around my head as Alyssa's barely legal asshole milked the life out of me in moments after she came. I could feel my own orgasm building. I kept replaying them thoughts in my mind as my breathing became short and rapid. That fire inside me was burning bright. Any second I was about to blow my load and probably send the last of my morals with it. Perfect dot 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 little dot 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 teen dot 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 fucktoy. I grunted. Such a pretty piece of fresh fuck meat. Alyssa groaned and grunted, but didn't respond, incentivizing me to give her ass a harsh slap. "Aren't you?" I roared. "Oh fuck," she squealed. "Yes sir, I'm your teen fuck toy. I'm a fresh piece of fuck meat. I'm your teenage but slut." I buried my cock inside until I was balls deep inside of Alyssa's bottom, moaning at the top of my lungs with sheer delight. My dick spasmed like crazy as I sprayed load after load of hot, gooey cum inside until Alyssa's bowels were surely completely white. I rested on top of her, the two of us panting like bitches in heat as I fought to catch my breath. My cock deflated, and I pulled it out of her tight little butthole with another pop. A sticky mess of lube and jizz flowed out from her ring and merged with the sweat on her sweltering skin. "Fucking hell," I gasped. I waited a few moments before planting a soft kiss on Alyssa's shoulder. "Are you okay, baby?" Breathlessly and sounding like she was still on her high, she replied, "I'm fucking amazing." That was mind-blowing. I chuckled lightly as I climbed off Alyssa and wiped the sweat from my face. "You're telling me?" I turned and grabbed the wand, making sure it was pressed up nice and tightly to her clit. "What are you doing?" she gulped. I walked over to the front of the bed and pulled Alyssa's panties back up into her mouth. "I don't think you're done yet, so I'm going to leave you here for a while." "Okay." All doe-eyed and adorable, she nodded her head. "Good. And I'll come back to check on you every 10 minutes or so, all right?" She nodded her head again. I moved back to the end of the bed and set the wand to level 5, causing Alyssa to cry out joyfully. "That's my good little slut," I whispered. Then I headed out the door. And there you have it. The story of Alyssa, and it's something I reminisce about fondly and often. What did you expect me to tell you? That we still continued fooling around even after she graduated? Or that I begged her to not go off to college? Sorry folks, that's just not what happened. I'm afraid this isn't a romance story, but it is definitely the best story I have. And it's still where my mind often wanders, especially when I find myself sitting in my classroom on days like today, thinking about the Mr. Morgan. I look up from my desk. "Oh, hi Lisa. What can I do for you today?" "Well, it's just, I feel like I've been struggling in class a lot lately, and I really don't want to fail." I smile. "Would you be interested in some catch-up?"